to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. Remember, towards the end of the service, we will be receiving communion together. But as you go in your Bibles to Luke chapter 22, and we're going to stay around Luke 22 a lot today. So if we leave there for a short time, we're going to come back to it if you want to save your place in your Bible. But in Luke chapter 22, if you look at verse 31, Luke chapter 22 and verse 31, and it says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail. When you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. And then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day before you have denied me three times that you know me." Before this in the scripture, Jesus has initiated the Lord's Supper. And we know that following this will be Jesus' trial and also his crucifixion. But here in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 through 34, Jesus takes time to speak to Peter. We see in Job that Satan sought permission to test Job. Here in verse 31, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat." We see that Satan has asked permission to sift Peter. The name Satan means adversary or accuser, among many other names that there are. We can also use the word sifter, that he is a sifter. God uses the adversary to purify the saints through temptation. Save your place here in Luke, but go with me to Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. It's a verse that you're all so very, very familiar with. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. In verse 28, we're going to read verse 28 through 30, and it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called, and whom he called, these he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified." So in verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." All things, good things and bad things, are used for God's glory in each and every one of our lives, with the goal of transforming you and I into the image of Jesus. In verse 28, we see that Peter was indeed called according to God's purpose. God was going to use this sifting process to purify Peter's life, separating the chaff out and separating out the impure from the pure. Saints, you today are called according to God's purpose to transform you into the image of Christ. We also will be sifted, if you don't think you have been already. So yes, we can say all things work together for good, both good and bad, because God will use it for good in our life to transform us into the image of Jesus. Now let's go back to Luke chapter 22 and verse 31. "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat." Now, we've got some farmers that are in the church today, and everybody knows, or the farmers know for sure, that if you have a combine, on your combine you have a shaker. Peter was going to be shook to the very core of his being, and that shaker shakes out the chaff from the good product. It's interesting to point out here in verse 31, the word "you" is plural. Jesus was speaking to Peter, but Satan had his sights on all the disciples. The Berean Study Bible reads it this way: "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat." Verse 32, "But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Now listen, when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Strengthen your brethren. They are going to need what you are going to learn through this process of sifting that is going to take place in your life. When you have returned to me in repentance, Peter would, yes, deny Christ, but he would repent and he would return to Jesus. If we look at verse 33 and 34, but he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. And he said to him, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you deny me three times that you know me. Listen to me, Satan. True faith and perseverance. Now listen. True faith and perseverance is not shown in a life of sinless perfection that you cannot receive or achieve. True faith and perseverance is shown through repentance and restoration. You see, you just don't ask for forgiveness when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I think too many saints get that in their mind. I never have to ask for forgiveness again. I never need to repent. And every day our life should be a day, it should be a life of repentance. That we're returning back to the Lord. Lord, I am so sorry. And entering back into that relationship, and we see that through this sifting process of this faith and perseverance, that he continues to grow us up in our relationship with him. We fall, we get back up. We fall, we get back up. Lord, I have failed you. I want to do better. Please forgive me. Why is this sermon today? Because I believe that there are so many in our church that have gone through this sifting process this year, shook to the very core of their being. And you need to know every time that you went across that grate in that sifting that God's hand was on your life. In Luke chapter 22, verse 32, it says, our advocate is the Lord Jesus. He is our high priest. In verse 32, but I have prayed for you. Our advocate is with us, praying for us, interceding for us. How do I know that? When I don't feel it, because his word tells me so. His word says, I've got to go. I'm going to run out of time here today, but there is an area of this I want to talk about that we haven't got there yet today. How would Peter be sifted? Well, Peter is going to be sifted through temptation. Through temptation, he would deny Jesus. Listen, in this whole story, Satan is not the theme. The temptation is not the theme. The theme is the response. In Luke chapter 22, verse 34, the response is what? Of denying Jesus. The response of giving in to temptation. But the one thing I want to get to today is the delivery system. What is the delivery system Satan has used to tempt you? Your mind, because we know that we have to put on the helmet of salvation, that he tempts us through our mind, through sickness. The sickness is not from God. None of us believe that. From our friends, from our family, from alcohol, from drugs, a picture, an image. Yesterday, Harry had a terrible time in the field because he was putting anhydrous on a field that was already been chisel plowed and had all these big humps, and he ended up breaking the equipment on the toolbar. Can the Lord use an inanimate thing to tempt you? Oh, yes, he can. I said, Adam, did you feel any temptation yesterday? Oh, yes, I did. So we know that Satan uses the delivery system. He uses so many different things to tempt us. Not doing God's will or not doing God's will in our life is a sin. The adversary wants to trip us. Satan is a deceiver, a liar. He can use different delivery systems. In his work of temptation, no place in front of you the opportunity to deny Christ. He places that in front of you so you have that opportunity to deny Jesus in your life. Deny doing what God would desire for you to do. He's always going to make sure that he provides that opportunity. Did you realize Satan will use people as vessels of delivery? That Satan will use people as vessels of delivery, sometimes knowingly and sometimes unknowingly. So let's look at Luke chapter 22 and verse 54. In verse 54 of Luke 22, It says, having arrested him, they led him and brought him into the high priest's house, but Peter followed at a distance. Now when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. And a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, this man was also with him. But he denied him, saying, woman, I do not know him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, you are of them. But Peter said, man, I am not. And then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, surely this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you're saying. Immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Can you imagine that look? The Lord turned and looked at Peter, and then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So Peter went out and wept bitterly. These people unknowingly, I'm not saying they were doing anything wrong, but they became vessels for Satan, because all of a sudden they happened to be the delivery system for the temptation that Peter was going to face. To deliver the temptation to Peter, to what? So he would have the opportunity to deny Jesus. No, they did nothing wrong that I know of. But sometimes people do it knowingly. To be hurtful, to be critical, mean-spirited. People that do this may not understand it, but they are being an open and willing vessel for Satan. Now turn with me to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16. And I'll give you an example. Matthew 16, verse 21. Matthew 16 and verse 21. Verse 21, it says, from that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. And look what Jesus said. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Who was the delivery system for Jesus' temptation to deny what his Father wanted him to do? Peter was the delivery system. For you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. You're not saying what God would have you say. You're saying what men would have you say. Now here, Peter didn't know he was doing anything wrong, but he was being a vessel, a delivery system of a temptation to Christ. But Saint, remember that this theme of the story is not Satan. It's not the temptation. It's the response to that temptation. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us that there is nothing that is uncommon to man that you will ever be tempted by. Somebody has experienced themselves, and it goes on to say that God will provide an escape through that temptation. What did we say earlier? True faith and perseverance is not shown in a life of sinless perfection, but in repentance and restoration to be restored. Satan might use a delivery system to deliver up temptation, but Christ is the deliverer. What delivery system has he used for you? We've got FedEx, we've got UPS. We got all these different things that are delivery systems. We have U.S. mail in the United States. But Satan can use anything as a delivery system to you to present that temptation to you. I believe that if you looked at every one of these and you went back to the book of Job, you would find every one of them. Now we say that the mechanics of sin in 1 John chapter 4 is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The delivery system to you, somebody brings something up to you that's hurtful to you, what does you want to do? Your pride wants to speak out to it because it's undeserved. That's the temptation. They just delivered the temptation to you, but the response is what God cares about. Is what is your response going to be? What did Jesus say on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What did Stephen say before they stoned him? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. people can be used as a delivery system of temptation to you from the adversary, but rather than fall into temptation, you say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the harsh things they say, the mean-spirited things they say, I pray to God that I would never be used as a delivery system for the adversary to deliver up something that somebody would be tempted by. And that needs to be all of our prayer, that we need to love each other. We need to nurture everybody. You can go through the list. It is endless what that delivery system would look like, because the first thing it wants to get you to do is question God, just like he did Eve. We could go back to the original sin. Taryn has been going through all these interviews. She's been going through all these frustrations. Automatically, it comes to your mind in the flesh, God, where are you? I'm working, I'm doing, I'm trying to do this. Don't you not care for me? The temptation is always there. He delivers it to us. Some of the harshest temptations you will ever face is from family members. And Satan will use them. And some people are very open to being used by the adversary, aren't they? But you need to remember that that person is not the sifter. That Satan is the sifter, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against blood, against powers and principalities and rulers of darkness in Ephesians 6:12. Remember who the source is. Every time in your life when you face temptation, he used sickness against you. Dennis has gone through a terrible thing this year, and Jeanette's walked right through it with him. It's been hard for both of them. The temptation is, well, God, you're not a healer. God, you're not doing anything in this situation. I'm doing this all on my own. That's the temptation. But what we need to do is a response. God, you are my healer. You are my deliverer. You are going to restore me, and I'm going to walk like new again. Hallelujah. That's what the response needs to be in all of our lives. God is the victor, and I am victorious in this life over sin through him. Amen? Amen? Let's pray. Father, we just rejoice in this day, and to rejoice in your word that shares with us today that, Father, temptation does not have the power over us, but we have the power over temptation. And we rejoice in that today, and we glorify and we magnify your name. Father, if we do fall to temptation, let us get back on our knees and say, Father, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, strengthen me, walk with me, Father. Give me the boldness to come out against it, and that, Father, we would be lifted up. We ask that, Father, you would bless us and strengthen us today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you for this time that we can gather together today, and Father, each and every one of these people that are here today are so special. They are special to Carol and I as pastors, but even more so, they're special to you. And I know that through the years, there's people in here, they felt like they've been treated like something stuck on the bottom of somebody's shoe. But they're not. They are special. They are sealed for the day of redemption. They are children of you, children of the Most High God. May we walk with that confidence, not in ourselves, but that confidence that we have in you of who we are in Christ Jesus. Father, be with this family the rest of this day and the days to come, the rest of this week. May you gather us all back together as quickly as possible. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. 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 You are dismissed.